This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl. What's going on, Carl?
I'm feeling no love because people hated my Whitesnake show that I put together in literally 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. That was
Brett
crazy,
abandoned
man.
Me. And I really wasn't completely... I mean, I know that album pretty well, but I was just sort of not ready, I don't think. So, sorry, folks.
I listened to it. I thought it was good, man.
That was the third take, I think.
Third take.
This first take, I messed up like about maybe 5 minutes into it. Then the second take, I thought I rambled on too long. So the third take, I didn't say enough. I never actually gave the band members, but I did mention them all. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's fine, man. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good, man.
Well, hopefully
so. I was
so
surprised for you throwing it together like you did.
Yeah, that was a thrown together episode, no doubt about it.
Since I had gurgle belly.
Well, I did say you've been in the heat all day and didn't eat right, so.
Yeah, I ate too much. I hardly ever eat fast food, and that's all I ate all weekend.
Yeah.
And,
Well, Brett took the hotel at the Texas Hunters Convention. I chose to, travel, and I think I made the right decision. I don't know, not a bad drive out there, just getting through downtown Dallas was all.
For what I got the motel room for, it would have cost me that and gas back and forth 6 times. So
you must have stayed in the middle of South Oak Cliff.
No.
Near Video Bob's old neighborhood.
No, it was what, not even a half mile away, so days in.
Now, I was happy just driving there, honestly.
Well, you were planning on maybe going to see Ace Frehley, too, on Saturday.
I was
night,
too so. Tired to go to Ace Frehley, so yeah.
Yeah, I was too
and
tired.
And then Sunday,
too.
Me and Greg drove together. Our buddy, the evil Reverend Green, went with us.
Yeah, we got to give him a shout out too, for sure.
Let's shut up and talk about this before we bore everybody and they turn it off.
Okay.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Well, first of all, I got to talk about the thing about cutting my hair.
Oh yeah, we got our subscribers and Brett's not going to cut his hair.
Well, I'm sorry, but I told my granddaughter I was going to do it. I was FaceTiming her the other night and I told her, and she looked all sad at me and said, "Papa, no."
Yeah,
so she's like, "Don't do it, Papa." I'm like, "Okay, I won't do it." So, and I says, "Well, how many subscribers do I need, Juliet, so I can cut my hair?" And she said 50,000 million. So,
well, this 50,000 million is not really a number. So,
well, maybe that's what she's we have four, 50, man. Come on.
If we have 50,000, then I guess you can cut your hair. I didn't want you to cut your hair anyway. Remember I said that when that whole thing got conceived.
Well,
so no cutting the hair. I'm going to cut my hair this weekend because look how long it is.
Yeah, man, you're going to be a goddamn hippie.
Well, I haven't retired from the county yet, so I'm going to make it back to semi-normal this weekend.
They're not bitching at you for being a hippie yet?
Dude, they ain't going to mess with me. They're just hoping I don't retire on them, I think. I've thought about it 3 times in the last month, so yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's been rough.
So let's get into the show before we lose all of our listeners, our watchers.
All right, do you got anybody real quick you want to thank before I go into...
No, let's just start from what we're doing here tonight. Nobody even knows what we're doing. We're just blabbling.
Well, we're talking about the Texas.
You didn't
Honor
say
Convention.
That though.
Well, we are. That's what we're talking about. And we're doing a bunch of shout outs because we had such an awesome time at this thing. So
should just stop and start over.
Too late for that.
No, it's never too late.
All right. First of all, the people that run.
Well, first of all, we were at the Texas Hunters Convention last weekend. We had a table there for the Evil Never Dies podcast. Supposedly Count Karabi's Museum, which we didn't promote, which is mostly my fault.
Promoted a little bit.
And the Gigi's Woodcrafting, or whatever he calls it now. Greg Green's Woodcrafting. So we were there all weekend at the table, and that's our setup. So, Brett, now you can do your thing.
All right. The people that put this convention on, first off, we got Michael and Tiffany Skalberg. I believe actually they got a home haunt also. And
I've met them at Moxley Manor. He actually helped me build some walls one day. Had a lot of fun with him. He's a really cool guy. I didn't get a chance to talk to him at the convention, but maybe for a second. But dude was busy, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. They were all busy.
They're all busy, so yeah, they ain't gonna. They don't have time to. I'm sure at some of the events that I didn't go to, there was more socializing opportunities. Next year, I'll have to go to more stuff.
Yeah, we were, you know, we didn't know what was even going on when we came, when we were gonna do this, you know.
So. No, I worked actually for Richard. I worked the Moxley booth like maybe the second or third year, and that was the only experience I ever had ever working a convention. So, and that was different, you know, because I'm promoting the haunt, and this I was actually doing like five things at once. So it was a different experience for me for sure.
Exactly. All right, next we got Brandon Marshall and Tiffany, Scott, Cully, and Matthew from the Texas Hunters Convention. And I'm telling you, these guys, I didn't see a flaw in the whole thing.
No, this thing was superb.
It
I
was
mean,
very smooth run.
It runs better, and I'm probably going to catch shit for this, but it runs better than Texas Frightmare Weekend. But I got to put a plus on there. They have moved. I have not been to the new location. So let's just say that it runs smoother than Texas Frightmare Weekend at DFW Airport ran.
Yep.
So great job, guys. Y'all have this thing to where it's smooth. The people flow good. It was crowded, but it never was too crowded like Texas Frightmare.
Exactly. But yeah, bravo, guys. We
definitely
very impressed on the way it was ran for sure. Which is, like I said, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, really, how it was going to be. No. And everything was very laid back. Very good scene for sure.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm already saying as soon as it's available to order the booth or table for next year, I want to jump aboard the first opportunity.
Yep. I'd really like a corner table this year, though. For sure.
Next year.
Coming up. All right.
Who else you got?
Look what Iggy got. Look what Iggy got a hold of.
Iggy Moore?
Iggy the Iguana. Look. What's he got in his mouth?
It looks like a chicken foot.
It is a chicken foot. He's took over my chicken foot.
Oh, hell. I thought it's about Iggy Moore, the Halloween actor.
No. The chicken. You got a chicken foot.
Yeah, mine's hanging over on the wall over there. I didn't bring it out for tonight. Because I figured you'd show your chicken foot off.
Yeah, you
Greg was mad. Greg was mad when he's like, give me a chicken foot. And I'm like, I don't know where they're at. And he's like, oh, well, find out. And they were gone by the time.
Did he ever end up getting one?
Yeah, he got one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Me and him went over there right when, I think right before the convention opened. And They gave us one.
Yeah. But anyway, we got them chicken feet from the Chamber of Horrors. And basically what they are is they're like a chamber of commerce.
For the haunt community.
For the haunt community. And shout out to Robert from the Chamber of Horrors.
Oh, and I won a silent auction for those guys, or whatever it was called, and got a pumpkin lantern. And
That thing's cool, too,
and
man.
A really cool bottle, which sort of fits my pirate section of the museum. So I put that in the pirate section. Kind of like the bottle better than I did the little lantern thing, honestly.
Yeah, them were cool, man. That was awesome. So shout out to the Chamber of Horrors. And also, I'm going to put all the shout outs we do, I'm going to put all the links for all this stuff in the show notes. So if you want to check any of these people out, check them out for sure. They're all very cool people for sure.
Definitely. I commend this whole convention 100%. I was very impressed. And like I said, I've been to it most years it's ran, and I got to work it the 1 year with Moxley, and I loved it. It was great. I had a great time, and there was never a slow moment or a boring moment. I sort of get bored easily, especially if I don't have my phone pecking on it, which I tried to stay off of it because we had so many people at the table.
Yeah,
I didn't get bored at all the whole weekend. I enjoyed it.
Exactly. And next year we need to do a live from there.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't try. I was going to at one point, but I don't think I don't have access to your YouTube. So I was going to go live on Facebook at least. And then I was going to do it on the group page and it wouldn't let me. And then I was going to do it on the Count Karabi Haunt page. And then I just sort of like lost the time to do it. Before I know it, it was over.
So I don't know why it won't let you on the group page, because you're an admin on there. I don't know why that is. So
I don't know much about that. I've only gone live on my own Facebook like maybe 5 times since it's been a thing. But yeah, we sort of dropped the ball by not doing a show there. I know, but somebody forgot to charge their phone.
Yes, it didn't get plugged into the wall at the lovely motel I stayed at. So.
And honestly, I was busy. I mean, I did get to walk around, and I did take some good pictures, but we're going to have to like make for a time to do a show next year. We're going to have to like say, well, at noon, we're going to do the Evil Never Dies podcast live.
Yeah, maybe we can do a live show where they like do the make and takes.
I never even went in the room where they do all the like shows and stuff. So we need to get with the administrators and see if maybe we can have a time where we can do the show live. See, we just thought something up on the fly. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome. Maybe we can get another podcast to join us too.
I don't know who's around here in the podcast community.
I know a couple that might do it, so I can reach out to them.
Depends on who they are. They might not like me.
You got anybody? Are you ready to shout out anybody out, Carl? Or do you want me to continue on?
You keep going. I'll do mine when you're done.
Okay. All right. Next is Sugar and Bake. They made us a cookie.
Where is the cookie?
I got the cookie right here. You want to split it with me? I'll bring it down tomorrow. And
I think we should just save it.
You think so?
Yeah.
What if it gets all moldy and shit, dude?
I don't know. I've got a Ghostbuster gummy slimer that I've had for like 5 years. It's still good.
Well, you know how many preservatives are probably in that?
More than the cookie?
But yeah, they do all kinds of promotions and stuff like that.
Yeah, one of the podcasts, I think it might have been
Todd.
Yeah,
Todd,
it was Todd
from Middle Ages Creeped Out, said they were thinking about doing that.
Yeah, we need to send that information to them.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, they do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the cookie was cool.
Yeah, when she
that.
Brought that over, I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, hey,
you made us a cookie.
I think I asked Green. I said, how'd you get that done? And he's like, I didn't do anything. I don't know why I thought it's something he might have cooked up. No pun intended.
All right, next we got William from Psycho Works. He's the first guy that I saw when I pulled my truck in the back to load up that night, and I started talking to him. And he sells some really cool merch, horror and heavy metal related. So, did you see them metal album size tins that he had? All the different album covers? I think I sent you a picture of one.
I don't remember. Yeah, you did send me a picture, but I don't remember seeing him at the actual convention. But
he came to the table and talked to us.
Did he?
Yep. He didn't have no business cards. All he had was a little sign on the side of his table.
Gotcha.
Booth.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a card from him. So, but I do got his information. I'm gonna post his site on everything. So.
I'm so popular, I have fans calling me while I'm doing the podcast. What do you
fans?
Think? Yeah. I do.
Who's calling you?
One of the grandkids. Yeah. I have no fans. Nobody will even watch my Whitesnake video.
Oh, shut up. All right, next we got James Wilkerson from Rugged History Beard Company, and they do some really good beard care products. And
maybe I need that because my beard's looking awful right now.
He had an epic beard too. I didn't get his cohort's name, but they both had some epic beards for sure.
I got their card too.
Yep. Yeah, they were cool. I saw them in the parking lot when I was leaving the was going to check out the costume ball, and they were coming out and they were in front of me walking to their car, and he just ripped his name tag off for the convention, like, I've had it, I'm done for the day, you know.
Yeah.
And I started talking to them out in the parking lot, you know, and then seen them the next day on Sunday. So
yeah, it was a long weekend for sure for everybody.
Next, our buddy Anthony Powers.
Oh, definitely.
From Cyclone Signs. Man, he does some good work for sure, man.
We're going to get a sign made for Count Karabi's museum next year, I think.
That'd be cool.
I got a budget for the haunt better next year than I have this year. Because, I said I didn't really want to do a whole lot for the haunt this year, and I'm sort of sticking to it. Probably going to buy a couple of those big pumpkins, and that might be it. I don't even think we're getting Leatherface. Next year, we're getting a sign.
Okay, cool. I was thinking about talking to him about getting an Evil Never Dies sign made.
We could do both.
I was thinking about that. Just a small one, you know. But, yeah, Anthony, we'll have to talk to you, buddy, about that. So,
definitely.
Yeah, he does some cool stuff. He's starting to do some stuff for some bigger places like amusement parks.
I saw
stuff
that.
Like that, man. So,
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, next we got Reaper's Collections. If you've seen the YouTube that I posted about the big giant Reaper.
Is that the thing that has like 1,000 views already?
Yeah. Actually, that Reaper is from Distortions Unlimited. They came out with that last year.
Distortions is who made the original Blue Demon mask. It was the greatest honor of my life whenever, what's his name, Ed? What's his name that runs? I can't think. Distortions.
Oh.
I can't think of his name, but I showed him the mask and he's like, I don't even remember that. And he's like, wait a minute. Yeah, we only made like 100 of those or something.
And Reaper's Collect, I'm going to be posting like a little video of that. The guy that owns that, AJ, I think is his name. And they sell all kinds of collectibles, masks and props and stuff like that. So they had some good deals on some stuff too. And that's why I asked you if you got your collectible from there, because they had a bunch of that stuff too.
I thought he's talking about the, yeah, you confused me on that one. So, but I'm easily confused today, I think.
Easily confused. All right. Next. These guys were awesome. Patrick and Gabe Rasmussen, or Musin. I think it's Musin because it's only one S.
Don't be offended, Brett. He butchers all names.
I butcher.
He can't even say John Smith. He'll say John Smythe. Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Patrick's the father and he's the artist, and he's got his son Gabe with him.
Can you see it back here?
Yeah, I gotta get.
Let me move the mic a minute. If you're on YouTube, you gotta take a look.
Yeah, I gotta show mine too. I haven't even unpackaged mine.
I already got mine framed. Yeah,
do you really?
Yeah, he's in a frame back there. I just sit him back there for the podcast.
Where'd you find an 11 by 18 frame?
I did not. I found a like 13 by whatever frame. As you can see, there's the white around it. It looks like I've got it mounted, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to.
Well, here's mine.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm probably going to order a couple more from him and replace some of the crap I got.
You see Art? Art the Clown?
Yeah, I don't like Art the Clown that much.
Why not?
He's evil. I don't like clowns. I don't think they're fucking funny. I've said it before. I like three clowns. Captain Spaulding, the It Clown, and the Joker? Yeah.
The Joker's not a clown.
Yeah, he's a clown.
The Joker.
He's a clown. The Clown Prince of Crime.
Okay.
Well, then I only like two clowns, Pennywise and Captain Spaulding. That's it. Maybe Ronald McDonald, but I think he got cancel cultured or something.
Did he?
Yeah.
They canceled Ronald?
Yeah. He's canceled. He's gone.
Ronald McDonald's a national institution, man.
So is Captain Spaulding. Oh, yeah. Twisty. That's who the other one was. I knew there were three. I love Twisty.
Okay.
Is he considered a clown? That's who it is. Twisty, Pennywise, and Captain Spaulding. Other clowns. Sorry, dudes. Or dudettes. I don't like you clowns. I don't think they're fucking funny.
All right, next. Now, these people not only drove to see the convention, but they drove to see us.
Yes.
From Little Rock, Arkansas. They drove all the way from Little Rock. Keith and Ryan Cole. Awesome people, man. They were cool as shit. I couldn't believe they said they drove from Little Rock. I was like, what? Really?
We'll have to drive to Little Rock to see them, maybe. I don't know.
Definitely hitting them up on the social media and stuff for sure.
Sure. Yes, definitely.
All righty. That's about all I got for shout outs for right now until we get to the people that signed up for YouTube. You got anybody that you want
to? I got a bunch of cards here, and then I got some stuff to show off. Boutique, if you can see that is where I bought a new Count Karabi shirt from. I finally found him because the Texas Hunters Convention map confused me and I couldn't find him. I'm like, well, crap. But yeah, I bought one of my I don't know what you really call those shirts,
fluffy shirt.
Yeah, sort of fluffy, I guess. This is
fluffy,
in black.
Piratey, sort of, maybe.
Kind of a piratey, kind of a aristocratic is what I think they call them, the Scarborough Fair. There's a name for that shirt. But I got a shirt from him. Just friended him on Facebook. So we're going to be doing some more orders from him. Who else I got here? Let me get all this together. I thought I had it in the order. I wanted to talk about it, but apparently I did not. I got to ruin the show. Oh, yeah. Elm Street Toys. And guess what I bought from them?
Toys. I know what you bought.
Captain Spaulding right there. And this Captain Spaulding is finger licking pistol whipping. Yeah. Yep.
And then awesome.
We got from the Elm Street Toys. I've been looking for this forever. It's the Wolfman, but it is actually the color version of the Wolfman, not the black and white version, because I don't want a gray Wolfman. I want a wolf-colored brown Wolfman. There ain't gray Wolfmen around. Just because the movie's in black and white, why do you gotta make the toy black and white?
Some people like that, though.
I don't know.
Oh, I see you got your hangy things there that you bought from the girl next door.
We got Frankenstein and Captain Spaulding. So, see, I say I don't like clowns, but I present two clowns on the podcast. Twisty and Captain Spaulding. Who else I got here? It's kind of hard to read. Oh, yeah, this guy's named Accessories. And I got one of the coolest things ever from him.
Yes.
Pazu. Huh?
Yes. I love that.
From The Exorcist, the Pazuzu, or whatever you call his name.
Pazuzu.
I don't want to say it correctly because it might cause demons to come in the house. We can't have that. Now,
might conflict with Robert.
I don't think so. Robert doesn't mind the demons.
Then you got that other demon thing there. Who knows what kind of stuff that's got attached to it.
I don't care. So Delightfully Creepy was another place I was talking with. They had handcrafted different creations. Really cool stuff. So I'm going to shout out to them. I'm trying to find the one guy that I really wanted to talk about. There's the picture guys again that made my Sammy picture.
Yeah, they were very cool. They bought Fantasy, a pen from Greg, too.
Look at that. Actually, you can probably scan their QR code right from the YouTube page if you like.
You know, I was thinking about getting QR codes on our
need QR codes.
Well, they only last 90 days and they're no good.
Well,
is what I heard.
Well, I don't know where his card is, but he was called Crooked Coffin.
I remember seeing that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and him talked for a long time. I keep falling down. He actually was asking me, since I've been in the haunt business a while, if I thought he should go to Trans World. And I told him he should, because this guy makes some of the coolest, animatronics and just, gizmos and lighting effects. And
well, that was the guy on the corner there by the bathroom, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, yeah. You said you talked to him and got his info.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna have him on the podcast.
I'm gonna get a hold of him.
He was dressed up like the mad scientist.
Yeah, he said it that sort of like me, everybody was like, well, what is your character's name? He says, I don't have a name. They're like, well, you gotta have a name. So he said, Doctor. He said, you remember Aykroyd and Dr. Detroit? And I'm like, oh, of course. He said, that's sort of my character, I guess. So I'm like, oh,
okay,
cool. So I am going to get a hold of him. I was impressed with his stuff.
Yeah, he made a bunch of like, what do you call it? Lab stuff and stuff like that.
Lab stuff and yeah, he had like barrels. A little bit out of the Backyard Haunt League, but I think that guy had some great creations, and I think I've talked him into maybe going to Trans World because I think he can really make him some money there. So I'm gonna get a hold of him, and we will try to get him on the show because I think he could tell some cool stories.
How long did he say he's been haunting?
For a while. not that we need it for ours, but there's Ticket Spice, which make tickets for haunted houses. I talked to them for a while too.
Yeah, I think I talked to them last year.
Yeah. Like, here's a fear ticket they made. So those were some cool people. Who do we got here? The Music Factory. So these guys actually will make like soundtracks for haunted houses and stuff, I believe.
Yeah, I talked to them too. Yeah, they were really
sound systems,
cool.
And they will you can they'll actually rent out equipment for haunts if you don't have it, you know, like for haunt season. Enjoyed talking with them.
I was talking to him about maybe getting a job.
Getting a job.
Because I love running sound and stuff like that, dude.
Well, get in the backyard and run me some sound.
You know I will. We've just been too busy with other stuff.
I'm all somewhere. I can't find the card, but there was a lady that I've got her. I think it's on the table. I'll actually post a link to that one. She actually makes skulls and stuff, and wasn't selling as many there because I think it was a little creepy for even the haunt con. I think people were a little creeped out by the skulls, but
what
she
kind
was
of
cool.
Skulls?
Like animal skulls and stuff.
Oh, okay.
The stuff I like, the creepy stuff.
Oh, okay.
All I got is fake ones up there on the wall. I need to get the camera out and take pictures of stuff again. Yeah. So we'll get her info out. And I don't know what else. There were so many people that came by and talked to us. It was really cool.
I know.
We got to thank Greg Green, our buddy, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think we would have been able to run the table.
Yeah, he was like a carnival barker, man.
And wait till you see what he's going to put together and sell next year.
Check out the pen he gave me. Can you see that?
I see it. So a lot
That's
of people,
an awesome pen, man.
Like, what were we doing there? Well, he was selling his pens and some vampire steaks. We were selling some pictures and posters, but with the thing I loved, we had giveaways, like door prizes. They really weren't door prizes, but we actually raffled off, like not really raffled, what do you call it? Giveaway, I guess.
Like a 50-50 thing.
Yes. And people were very happy with what they won, I believe.
Yep.
Somebody won my Creepshow lithogram. And they actually posted it and put it on the web, on the Facebook. And that was really cool of them.
Yep. That's our new haunt friends, actually. They run a home haunt.
Oh, do they?
Josh and Candy Jonker from Crum, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And they run Spooked on Spurlock home haunt.
Well, I'm glad that a fan won that because that I wanted that to be somewhere where it could be seen and not just hidden away in a closet.
Yeah, I guess they collect Stephen King stuff. So
They do. I mean, I've got mine. The Scream Factory sent me like three of those things. So I have one in the living room. So I'm glad that one of them has been rehoused and rehomed to an actual fan. That makes me happy.
And they were also a YouTube subscriber, too. So,
yeah,
thanks,
how many
Josh and Candy?
How many YouTube subscribers you want to shout out to?
I only got. Now the thing, if you got your YouTube is set as private, I don't see who you are. So
okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you got to actually have a profile on there or have it not private. So I only got a few. First we got Brett Hubsch. I think I may have mentioned him before. I think he was, but he's in the last 28 days. So. Shout out to Brett. Then we got Brandy, no last name. Patrick Von Doom. That's a fucking cool name, ain't it? Patrick,
yeah.
Von Doom.
Patrick Von Doom. Yes, it is.
Edward Drown. Mackenzie Mota. And Haley Smith. And Katie Price, who happens to be my dispatcher at work.
All right.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it, girl.
I'm sorry everybody hated my White Snake episode.
Keep saying that, dude.
Quit I got my that. Lip out. Yeah, that's part of the drinking game. So Natasha and the crew are going to have to drink now. Yep, that season drink. Three thing is White Snake, I guess.
Not that'll be pumpkin my head. Pumpkinhead's not a pumpkin.
Nah, that was last year. And Blood for Dracula was a colossal failure too.
Yes, it was.
So
we apologize.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I was thinking we're out here promoting the podcast and we put out this crappy old episode from a year or two ago, and that was my idea.
I think that was originally like episode 30 something or
something like that, but
yeah,
it was funny, so I don't care.
It was funny, yeah.
So, I did talk to a lot of the haunt community. I've known a lot of them guys since I was a kid. I mean, I work for a lot of the haunts. You know, I've been in the freaking haunt business since like 1985, honestly. I've said that before. I'll say it again. I started at the American Legion in Haltom City, and, you know, I'm back to being a home haunter or a yard haunter, but I'm still in it. But, yeah, I talked to everybody that was there, you know, especially want to shout out to Todd James, who owns the Cutting Edge. That guy remembers me from the early 90s when I worked for him as the Blue Demon. And he's always remembered me. And I know he remembers me because he'll even mention Video Bob. So I just think it's really cool that, you know, as many people as work for Todd and many people as he's encountered, that, you know, I'm still on his radar. That makes me happy. But got a picture with him and had a good talk. The guys from Scream was out there at Scarborough Fair. Had a good chat with them guys too, and definitely want to go check them out this year.
Yeah, I don't know none of them guys.
Patrick works out there now.
Yeah, I never have had a chance to go to any of the other haunts.
No, because we're always working.
Always working. So.
But had a good talk with both Screams and the Cutting Edge. Then there was Dark Hour.
Oh.
Now, it started out on Friday night. Me and Michaela went to Dark Hour because they had what we enjoy the most, where the monsters chase you around and kill you. They put a sticker on you and kill you. That's my favorite haunt of all time that I've, as a customer, as a paying customer, I have to say. That's as close to extreme haunting as I've ever got to without being extreme. And I really love that. We had a great time. It was a good show.
You always beat the shit out of yourself when you go, though.
Well, this time I re-hurt my knee, but it's healed back already.
Last time you busted your eye open.
That was fun. But definitely had a good time there. But then we got to the haunt convention and they were across the hall from, or across the, I guess, the
aisle,
hall, across the aisle from us. The entire Dark Hour crew, I think. Well, not
a lot of them. A lot of them.
The queue line actors, especially.
Yeah.
They were all there.
Yeah. And I got all their, I don't know their real names. That's awesome when they won't give you their real names.
Well, I found our pumpkin buddy. I found her on Facebook. So
oh,
I
you did? Well, you got.
I won't reveal her name, but yeah, I'm now.
You got to
with
share
her.
That little tidbit of information. But
she's cool.
Yeah,
she
I
she could be one of my haunt daughters for sure. I could see that.
I texted Alan Hopps, who runs Dark Hour, and asked for the names and told him how awesome they all were. And
they were. I wish I had that kind of energy, but
yeah,
I'm
me
too old
too,
for
man.
That. I'm too old for that.
And half of them were on stilts the whole time.
They were on stilts.
So
who, what's the cast name or the crew name?
All right. First
name?
We got Maven Skaven, the dirty little rat.
Yeah. That rat was dirty.
Jeez,
that rat got the trash can once and was digging out of it.
Yep. And then we got just the Scarecrow. And then we got Peregrine, which was the tall black antlered figure.
Yes, an antlered figure.
Sort of looked like a demon to me, I think.
Little demon-ish. Demon-y.
Little demonish. And then we got the myconid mushroom, which was sort of, I think, like sort of had to do with the like the Last of Us show, sort of like that.
Was that the flower guy?
No, that's that is the is Sonnenblume, the attack sunflower.
It was an attack sunflower.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And last but not least, the pumpkin goblin, Guts.
Guts. Guts is her name, yes.
And if you like loud and obnoxious, more loud and obnoxious than I am. But they all did an awesome job, man, and it was a privilege being across the aisle from them for sure.
Definitely was.
And we gave them all prizes for the end of the show, too.
We did.
Yeah, they deserved it.
I mean, I'm old and can't do that kind of stuff anymore.
Me neither.
I can barely work the backyard.
I know,
hurt
right?
My knee back there.
I know.
That's going to be my gimmick for the rest of my life. I'll hurt my knee again.
Hurt my knee again.
What? Is that the knee you hurt at the baseball? Yep, and it's hurt again. That's my old man voice, I guess.
Oh,
it hurt my knee.
And last but not least.
Yeah.
When we got our badges for the convention, included in it was a wristband for the meet and greet, which I didn't make to because I was setting up the table, and a wristband for the costume party, and then we got a little wooden nickel.
I've still got my wooden nickel.
You got your wooden nickel?
I'm actually going to frame it and put it on my little hot wall over here that I've made.
Okay, cool. Well, I got brisket.
I'd rather have had the wooden nickel. I really didn't want to eat, honest. I was good.
Well, I took it home for dinner. And I got to tell you, man, giving Sammy's a run for its money, brother. Pretty good chopped brisket.
So how do those QR codes only good for 30 days if the dark hour has them on the back of their coupons?
I don't know. I was just told that.
I think they lied to you. Whoever told you that lied.
Well, maybe I'll have to do that next time.
We need QR codes, and I don't know where they would actually go to. So one funny story, the night before the convention, I stayed up to like 2 o'clock in the morning revamping the CarlTodd.com webpage, and I never promoted it one time at the convention because it had old info on it. Now if you go to it, it will have some of my old info, but it'll also have links to the Count Karabi Museum and the Evil Never Dies podcast and the YouTube link. So I was at least it's updated now, and I actually got a picture where I don't have a circular head. That picture was so old, my head was a circle looking thing in it. I think it was the way I wore my bangs back then. So, CarlTodd.com is updated, fans, friends, and listeners.
That picture wasn't that old. That was just like not even a year ago, I think, was it?
No, it was an old picture. I think it was I did a headshot when it was when me and Bob was
glamour
doing
shots. You did some glamour shots.
It was glamour shotted in the bathroom with the black background for the shower, and I was wearing a black Aska shirt. So, well, odd looking picture though. I don't know why I would have ever thought it was a cool picture. It was when me and Bob was doing the video Bob show on the internet. It was an app or a web page. It wasn't YouTube. It was somewhere else. And unfortunately, all those episodes were lost because I think that web page went out of business. So that's going back. Shit, like 12 years ago, maybe.
Well, you sent me a video that you had. Dude, you look like...
Now, that was the 80s. That was the 90s there. That was the original Video Bob show from Cable Access TV.
Dude, you look like you're about 10 years old there.
I was about 22 then, 23. That's when I had all my hair cut off.
Yeah, you look very young there for sure. You look like a teenager for sure.
But that CarlTodd.com is updated. And CountKarabi.com is it quit linking to the Facebook page, so I had to make a little page. You can click here and go to the Facebook group for Count Karabi Museum. So all my web pages are currently active and going somewhere, at least, or doing something. So I'm happy I got that done, even though I stayed up till 2 a.m. to do it and did not promote it. We had a banner for the Count Karabi Museum, Yard Haunt, whatever the hell you want to call it, but we just didn't promote it really. And I was afraid we might get like 3,000 people show up, and we're still in need of actors.
Yes, so, please.
If you live local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we will give you free alcohol and or pizza.
Yep, we'll order some pizzas and water, sodas, whatever you want. We're pimping out the Yard Haunt for actors for sure.
And shout out to Dustin, our buddy from Moxley.
Yes.
Manny, who now plays whatever that character's called.
Tech, I forget the name of him too. I'm sorry, guys. I forget the name too.
I call him Tex.
Tex?
Yeah, why not? He did a great job as always.
Yeah. I think he only did it one night though. Or one day.
I think so, yeah.
I think he just did it Sunday.
And we got a shout out to our buddy Ken. He was there all weekend.
Yes, he was.
In costume, out of costume, in the costume contest.
Yep.
He was on the bus tour. Ken was everywhere. But
it sounds like you sort of get a better deal volunteering than
than exhibiting. Well, then you wouldn't have made all the money you made.
Didn't make all the money I made. You're funny.
Well, we didn't have
there.
A lot of
I wasn't there. We weren't there to make no money, man.
We weren't there to sell. We just put stuff on the table to draw attention, more or less. Greg was there to sell, and he actually did pretty well. Next year is going to be better because he's going to build more haunt accessories than just have his pins. So he's already planning for next year.
Yeah, I told him he needs to make like some evil-looking crucifixes and stuff like that, man. Some cool stuff like that. That would be badass.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were there and everybody was like, we had stickers. We gave away over 1,000 stickers.
Isn't that incredible?
And everybody was asking, are these free?
Yeah.
I guess people were charging for stickers. And
when I was looking on the map for my shirt place, there was a booth and all they did was sell stickers.
Really?
Yeah, so we's giving them away for freeze. And we will next year.
Yes, we will.
We're going to...
Stickers are the least of our problems.
Yeah, that is the least of our problems. We can get all the stickers you want.
But, you know, like we've said before, we just do this basically for fun.
We do.
It keeps us on the straight and narrow. And
Brett, yeah, especially.
Yeah.
It keeps me from hurting my damn knee again.
Except for vodka and lemonade. I love my vodka and lemonade.
But my favorite thing from the convention, Draculia.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Love that.
Look at his shoes. Maybe he should sit there. I don't know. I'll have to hang him somewhere where we can see him every week. Yep. It was a great show and a good time, and I was happy with everything. I was just tired by the time it was over.
Me too. Me too.
Because I worked all day. I was supposed to do something else. I went to dark hour. Then I stayed up all night. Then I was at the convention. It was a tiring weekend. But we had a blast. So I want to thank everybody who was involved.
Exactly. Well, I hope we didn't miss anybody, but
I'm sure I missed a bunch of people.
I'm sure too.
I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was.
I really thought there would have been more haunted attractions there for sure, but Hatch and Cravens was there out of Denison, and
Six Flags
Six Flags, yeah, Fright Fest or whatever it is,
Fest, whatever they're called. I didn't really talk to those guys.
They had a cool booth.
I don't know much about Six Flags these days, but
I've never been to that. Have you ever been to the Fright Fest?
Yeah, I've been. I'm not very impressed, not to be mean, but no, I'm not impressed with it. Sorry. We saw people from Hangman's there. Our buddy Alan Wyatt.
Yep, he tried to bite my head off.
He did, and then there was one of the Hangman's builders. I guess he started out at the old Hangman's on Forest Park, and we had a good talk. Just, you know, there ain't too many people can share building stories with unless you've actually had to build a haunt. So
yep. Wasn't a lot of that originally outside too?
No.
Just the end of it, or
they had a little part, the little maze that was outside over the years.
Yeah, I never got to go through that, hon. I drove by it 1,000 times, but
I worked it like twice. I never was fond of working it. I always had fun going to Hangman's and basically turning into Count Carabian, making the actors laugh.
But yeah, they got a really cool place. They could do a lot with that place that they got now. So
true.
They could do a lot with that. They got plenty of room, and them old army buildings or whatever the hell it was. It was old army barracks or whatever.
Helium. I think they made helium there or something.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. So. All right, Carl.
Yep.
What do you rate Texas Haunters Convention?
A 10.
A 10 out of 5?
Yeah.
Same with me, brother.
Yeah.
We will definitely be back next year for sure.
We shall return. Maybe the count will show up, but I doubt it very seriously.
That's what I was thinking, man. We need to dress up at least one day.
I'm not going to dress up and work a damn booth. I might dress up and go to the ball thing. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
It depends on what Count Karabi turns out to be this year. If I go back to makeup or I keep the mask.
Well, you keep saying makeup, so.
Now, how am I going to do makeup with this?
I think you'd be more comfortable. I think you'd be more comfortable in makeup for sure. And then you can also hear what everybody's saying.
Huh? Hey, I successfully worked Moxley and with a mask on and heard what most people said. Not all, but some.
All right. Well, again, thanks for everybody, all the people who signed up for the YouTube and liked us on all the Facebooks and all that and all the social medias. And, you got anything else to say, Carl?
I have nothing more to say because I know I forgot stuff, and I'm probably going to try to make you redo the show on Sunday.
That ain't going to happen because I got a lot of editing to do.
Uh-oh.
With all the shout outs I got to put on there. A lot of web pages to copy and paste. So
yeah, I'll send you my stuff here sometime. Okay. Not tonight.
All right, everybody. Hit and like that subscribe on the YouTube channel, if you would, please. And I'm going to post this on all the different groups that have anything to do with Texas Haunters Convention. And
visit the carltodd.com, and you can find the Count Karabi Museum and links to the Evil Never Dies podcast and the YouTube show. That's an easy one to remember. My name's easy.
All right, Carl Todd.
Yeah.
All right, thanks everybody. Stay evil.